This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Pirelli Scorpion Weather Active. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because mm-hmm. they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Well, we made it to a Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Morale is high. Come on in. Stay a while. We'll check in on the World Cup. Also, Mark Sanchez, Fox Sports analyst, former NFL college quarterback, will join us coming up a little bit later on as well. Phone calls are welcome. Tyler, standing by to take your phone calls. You can email, you can tweet, all the above. Say good morning to those on Peacock. Streaming this show, download the app, watch for free. Those chatting on Chat Row and our radio affiliates around the country, numbering nearly 400. After an 11-6 season last year, the Arizona Cardinals went all in. They committed to the roster, the coaching staff, the GM, Steve Keim, head coach Cliff Kingsbury, signed through 2027. They traded for Hollywood Brown at the draft. They went all in. They gave Kyler Murray his five-year, $230 million contract. Season hasn't gone as scripted. Now, after being blown out last night in Mexico City, the Cardinals are 4-7. This has to be a concern because Kyler Murray hasn't lived up to that mega contract. DeAndre Hopkins is 30 years of age. J.J. Watt's an old 33. And you look around the division, Seattle's good. The Niners are really good. The Rams are reeling. Now you start to look at this long term and you go, all right, at some point, who are you going to have with Kyler Murray there? Because J.J. Watt will be gone. DeAndre Hopkins will be on his last legs. What do you have? And you got a coach who has failed miserably in the second half of seasons. And you start to wonder, when does that contract with Kyler Murray look like it's an anchor? It's going to be something that's going to keep you, it's going to sink you, I think, at some point. And I'm watching the game, Monday Night Crew, and I thought, okay, let me hear what they have to say about Colt McCoy is going to be in there, Jimmy G, everybody's going to love Jimmy G now, Christian McCaffrey, couple of games there in San Francisco, they're getting healthy. And then I thought, well, let me hear what Larry Fitzgerald's going to say about Kyler Murray. And Larry surprised me. He had this to say on Colt McCoy's leadership.
How much this meant to Colt, but also really powerful, was the episode the week before when you saw Colt's veteran leadership on display and the way he spoke to the team. So, Larry, let's start with you here. How have you seen the Cardinals respond to Colt in a way that maybe they hadn't before with Kyler?
Well, I mean, I hear the conversations Warren's teammates is glowing about his leadership, the leading meetings, taking the onus. If he makes a mistake, saying, look, that was on me, I'm going to get it fixed. like that's a big part of being a leader. I mean, a lot of people talk about arm strength and speed and all of these things. At the end of the day, when you're playing quarterback in the National Football League, it's about leadership, about getting people and galvanizing them to be able to go out there and do the things that you as a team want to do. And Colt has done that. He's 3-1 as a starter. He's been very good with the football in terms of not putting them in positions where they can't be successful. And they need to continue to do that against really, really good defenses.
So what he's saying is these are all the things that Colt McCoy does that maybe Kyler Murray doesn't do. And if you're watching Colt McCoy, he's a veteran. He knows how to take care of the football. He's not going to try to do too much. Receivers love playing with a quarterback that they know where he's going to be instead of Kyler is going to scramble around. And you could make these comments applicable to what's going on with the Jets with Zach Wilson. But it felt like Larry Fitzgerald was letting you behind the curtain to say, there's some leadership issues here. Colt McCoy gives you those leadership, he fills in that void that you have here. Yes, Eden.
Can you compliment Colt McCoy without it seeming like an insult to Kyler Murray?
It felt like it was thinly veiled there that I'm going to tell you what Colt McCoy does that Kyler Murray doesn't do. So it might not be, I might be reading more into it and not being fair to Kyler Murray, but Larry Fitzgerald never retired officially. Why didn't he come back for one more year?
Sabbatical.
Yeah. But I just thought it was interesting what we were seeing and hearing, that it felt like Larry can compliment Colt McCoy, but he's really being critical of Kyler Murray. And it's not all on Kyler Murray, but in the NFL, it starts with the quarterback and the coach. And I think that they've got troubles down the road with both of those positions because you're talking about maturity. You're talking about leadership. You're talking about ownership. You're talking about commitment, all the things that you have to do. Nobody's ever said anything like that about Patrick Mahomes. They don't go, yeah, you know, he's not that committed. You know what? He doesn't take ownership. I don't know if he's a leader. You know, does Patrick Mahomes have that much more ability than Kyler Murray? I don't know. But he knows what he's supposed to do, how to be a leader. Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson acted like a spoiled kid. Like, nope, I'm not going to, you know, I don't apologize to the defense. That's a terrible answer. Terrible. And now here's the Jets head coach on who his starter is this weekend.
Start off by just stating what your quarterback plans are for this week and explain why.
I've just been dealing with so many different things right now. I'm going to get to the tape and just evaluate everything, and I'll leave it at that. We're keeping everything on the table over the next couple of days.
So you're not committing to Zach as your starter for Sunday?
Not right now. Not until I'm done evaluating everything.
Righty. That's Robert Saleh taking receipts with his own quarterback. Then he was asked this question.
Do you worry about him losing the faith and belief of the locker room?
No. You know, those guys are in the locker room. They talk to each other all the time. You know, it's probably more of a question for the locker room, but I don't think so. I think these guys understand that. I think players have empathy for one another. They know how hard this job is. They know, they understand it all. And I've said it before, he without sin cast the first stone. We all make mistakes. And I think Zach will, like I said, is it a mistake? Sure. Is it something that he'll get better from? Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, sounds like there's something there. There should be something there. If I'm on the defense and we gave up 3 points and you go to my quarterback and instead of falling on the sword and saying, yes, you know what, I'm sorry, but we as a group have to play better. It starts with me. I'm the leader of this team. It has to start with me. It didn't. It sounded like you're not going to blame me. I'm not going to take blame. No, you do. And whether you believe it or not, it's the right thing to say in that moment. It's a must-lie situation. But he should have the reality check that goes, you know what? I do need to take blame here. We played poor. He played poorly. Plain and simple. It's not like you go, wow, you guys lost by, you know, a last-second touchdown and you scored 24 points. You scored 3. And you played poorly. And you can say, well, Belichick takes away your best weapon. Who's their best weapon that he took away? They just dominated you, and you didn't play well. Back to Kyler Murray. What was said about him was true, that he wasn't committed. And people still are saying that. One former teammate said that, you know, there's a reason why people have questions about him, because he is not committed. He's just athletically gifted. And that can be detrimental, where you go, I just rely. He's never really had any issues with that when he played. In high school, he was unbelievable. In college, unbelievable. You get to the pros, and it's a whole lot different. You have to be a professional. You have to outthink people, outsmart people, outwork people. And I think what Larry Fitzgerald was saying is what he really believes are the negatives with Kyler Murray. And that's what surprised me last night. You know, I would have pounced back when you know, he gave that answer, and then Susie Colbert went to everybody else. I would have said, no, Larry, are you talking about Kyler Murray here? Because that's what it felt like. Yeah, Paul.
The other analysts were saying, you know, when you watch the national highlights of Kyler Murray, it's usually a great comeback or a great scramble to get a touchdown. What you don't see is the first three quarters. I think it was Steve Young was saying, like, look, he goes, there's nothing wrong with going into the halftime with a nice 14-10 lead. Coming from behind looks cool, but it's not what the coaches want. It's not what the plan is for the week. And he goes, and scrambling around and your receivers breaking routes is the opposite of what's planned for.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. And this program brought to you by DraftKings, the best soccer teams in the world competing for the cup. Get in on all the action. DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code Patrick. Jimmy Garoppolo. All he does is win. He's now won 69% of his starts, 8th best winning percentage among all quarterbacks in the Super Bowl era with at least 50 starts. All he does is win. I like how the analysts who've been critical of Jimmy Garoppolo are now complimenting Jimmy Garoppolo. All I would say is, for everybody who wants to say, hey, you make fun of Jimmy Garoppolo, all he does is win, all you have to do is ask the 49ers. You're the guys that gave up on him. I didn't. I just said he's better. Like, I told you something over the summer that two members of the Niners told a source of mine. We have a better chance with Jimmy G than we do Trey Lance to win now. And then the story came out that some of these veterans now have said, hey, he gives us a better chance to win now. Okay, you fall in love with Trey Lance. Jimmy Garoppolo is the better quarterback now. You didn't even have him come into camp. You didn't have him in meetings. You said you can seek a trade. You couldn't find a trade partner because you wanted more. So don't put this on me. It's on the Niners. They didn't even want him. I mean, is he a better quarterback than Trey Lance? Yes. Right now, absolutely. But the Niners went all in on Trey Lance. Now what do you do? Well, do you keep Jimmy G for another year? Do you bring in Tom Brady as they toyed with? Okay, Jimmy G played well. That's a good team, and he is the right quarterback. Absolutely. And you saw that last night against an Arizona defense that quit, and Troy Aikman even pointed that out. Not inspiring football there when you're watching Arizona, but Jimmy G played well. And so did the Niners, and they're a force to be reckoned with. If you said, okay, you got the Niners or you got the Vikings, who do you like? I'm going to take the Niners long term. And San Francisco should be included in there with Dallas, I guess Tampa, certainly the Eagles. You know, they're one of the top three teams in the NFC right now. They would not shock me. What happens if Jimmy G takes him to the Super Bowl? You're going to let him go? You're going to pay him? What are you going to do with Trey Lance? I don't know if Trey Lance can play. Plus, he's injured. So another season where he doesn't play. Now, do I want Jimmy G as my starting quarterback? Not necessarily. But in the situation, he is the best quarterback they have on the roster. And I would love for the story to be they go to the Super Bowl. I truly would. It'd be great just because of the story. But that's a really good team, offensively and defensively. But Garoppolo and the weapons he has, you know, Elijah Mitchell, you got Christian McCaffrey, Debo Samuel, George Kittle, Brandon Ayuk. You know, they ran for 5.7 yards per carry. Balanced. They dominated. And Jimmy G played a wonderful game last night. Yes, Marv.
Did the 49ers think that Trey Lance was going to be a Patrick Mahomes type where they just traded all this stuff with a already really good team?
Well, they saw, I mean, it's a small sample size, but you saw he went undefeated. Didn't throw an interception, I don't think, his one starting year at North Dakota State. You know, they went all in on him. But you can't be, hey, we went all in on this guy. Now Jimmy G doesn't get any respect. The Niners didn't give him any respect. Yes, Eden.
But you're setting up Trey Lance for immediate failure if you're expecting him to be better than what Jimmy G has already done for the team.
Yeah. Yeah, because Jimmy G is going to get them to the playoffs and, you know, wouldn't be surprised if they played in the NFC title game, as talented as they are. And then what are you going to do in the offseason? Yeah, Paul.
If you want to compare it to the Alex Smith situation in Kansas City, Alex Smith, he had really good nice numbers, not really great numbers in Kansas City. He was 11-5, 11-4, and then he was 9-6. They cooled off a little bit, and that's when they made the decision. They probably said to themselves, this is as far as we're going to go here. And you know the other thing about Garoppolo? He's 31 years old, looks 28. He's 31 years old. He's only started 55 games in 9 seasons. That's less than 50% of his games. I wonder if he's a guy that's hitting his stride later than most people because of he's finally starting a lot of games without injury.
Maybe. You know, knowing what you do well is part of playing that position and what you don't do well. I'm guessing Jimmy G knows what he does well and doesn't do well. And a lot of quarterbacks think that they can do more. Younger quarterbacks, they always try to extend a play. They don't throw the ball away. Hey, I did this in college. I can make this work. Jimmy Garoppolo knows this is what I do. This is what I need to do. But if you look at the career arc of him, so he comes in, nobody knew who he was. Then all of a sudden, you know, you did take him early. And, you know, Tom Brady's got to be like, I don't know when you think he's going to be playing. And then Brady gets suspended. Now all of a sudden, Garoppolo comes in and plays okay. And now you're thinking, whoa. Handwriting's on the wall for Tom. Then all of a sudden, Tom probably says, it's either me or him, Mr. Kraft. Well, Tom, we'll get rid of him. That was 5 years ago. And then Garoppolo plays in a Super Bowl. Could have won a Super Bowl. Then all of a sudden, 49ers fall in love with Trey Lance. I guess they probably said, we know what our ceiling is. We want a quarterback who can win games for us, a difference maker. We can get a hybrid. We can get somebody who can run and pass. And maybe they have that. But the Niners gave up on Jimmy Garoppolo. Start there before you go, hey, people aren't giving Jimmy Garoppolo his flowers. Yeah, they were putting him on his gravesite. Yeah, Paul.
It was the 2021 draft where they drafted Trey Lance. The 2020 season, Garoppolo started 6 games. He was 3-3. 7 touchdowns, 5 picks, and was injured most of the season. And that's when they made their decision to bail.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come up with a poll question and a few other items that we're covering. Of course, the United States tying Wales. Saudi Arabia upsets Argentina. You got Mexico and Poland, France and Australia.
Let's go.
Yeah, but we'll come up with a poll question. Your phone calls are always welcome. We're back after this. Dan Patrick Show. LifeLock is here to help you. And certainly this time of the year, the holiday season, millions of people, holiday shopping and trying to score Black Friday deals. And we probably share too much of our information. There's fraud during the holiday season. Many shoppers report this. Scammers can easily take advantage of the season and make off with gifts and credit card information or your identity. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. LifeLock by Norton can help you. They detect and alert you to potential identity threats you may not spot on your own, like loans taken out in your name, like crimes committed by thieves pretending to be you. And if you're a victim, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. Protect what's yours. And right now, save up to 25% off your first year. Promo code Patrick. 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com, promo code Patrick for 25% off. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, Time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DPSHOW. Checking out Twitter today. Taylor Twellman, who will join us. He is covering the World Cup for the mothership. Just how big an upset was it that Saudi Arabia knocked off Argentina? According to Taylor Twellman, that's one of the biggest upsets we've had since 2006.
Yeah, one of the biggest betting upsets. If you were to put a hundy on Saudi Arabia, which I know some people in this room considered doing yesterday, you'd win $2,500, say plus $2,500. That's the biggest since 06 betting upset.
And nobody is following the World Cup quite like Seton O'Connor is. He's got got his gear. And could you describe the look that you have for the people who are listening on radio?
Well, I got a T-shirt on, my Tim Weah T-shirt, because that's my guy, and he scored yesterday. Massive moment. Awesome. I got a scarf, very traditional amongst the soccer community. Mm-hmm. And then for some reason, I got this winter hat on because I just think it's fun. Although I can tell you, it gets very warm in, under one of these.
Okay.
Woo! This is what I was wearing yesterday when my wife and son got home and I was waiting on the porch for them. Like, are you guys ready? Let's go. And they're like, oh, God. Look at this idiot.
Yes, Paul.
Those hats probably wouldn't sell good in Qatar.
No, I mean, they would not.
Just be boiling.
No, no, they would not.
Winter in New England, it makes a lot of sense. Winter in New England in a TV studio, not as much.
It felt like a loss yesterday, but it was just a tie.
It was a loss that was a tie.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay. How would you sum up what happened to our boys?
Well, they had a great first half, but then they fell apart a little bit in the second half. I don't know that they took their foot off the gas, but they didn't really react to Wales' tactics, their shift in tactics very well. Mm-hmm. And there was just a very poor foul in the box that didn't need to happen, led to a PK, game's tied. And now the problem is the U.S. has just set themselves up for a very difficult situation to advance now. Yeah. It's still very possible, but it's not. It's much more difficult than if they had just won yesterday.
And once again, PK's penalty kick.
Bloop, bloop. Yeah,
just here is how the goal, Team USA goal, sounded.
Pulisic on the run. Pulisic has Weah. Pulisic rolls it in. Tim Weah!
Past Wayne Hennessy into the back of the net to give the United States their first World Cup goal in 8 years and gives them the lead here in Qatar over Wales. 1-0.
It'd be 1-0.
Not in America, Dan.
1-0. Yes, Marv.
Did the announcer say pass the Hennessy?
Yeah, like let's celebrate?
Hey, yeah. Over to Kovacier. Back to Hennessy. Score!
Pass the Hennessy.
Equal time. Let's hear the goal for Wales.
Bale scores.
And it's Matt Turner gets a hand on it. And you can see his reaction after. He feels he should have saved it even. But the sheer power is what takes it past Turner. Just a slight deflection and not enough to keep it out of the back of the net. And it's Gareth Bale, his 41st goal for his country. And it levels the score.
Gareth Bale with a man bun
scores.
Yes, Todd.
Weren't we supposed to wail on those guys? I thought they were favored by like at least 2 goals.
Mm, okay.
Start. We start slow.
Maybe they wailed on us.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Can I ask you guys a question?
You
I
know just did.
They'll never change the rules, but it seems almost impossible to stop someone on a penalty kick. You got this one guy in this giant net, and unless you guess exactly right and dive right to that spot, it's going to be a goal every time. And again, I don't watch a lot of soccer. They should have two goals.
Okay, but see, we can't be doing this throughout the World Cup with you.
My third grade question
about
soccer.
Yes, because I just feel like we're going to have a lot of this.
I feel like there should be two goals.
Maybe ask Seton.
No, please don't.
No, but do it when you're not on the air.
Please don't.
Maybe ask. No, that won't go well either.
I'm not doing the running clock bit about how you don't know when the game's going to end. I'm not doing it. I'm just that we do it every 4 years with Todd. It's the same jokes. It's the same questions. I'm not doing it.
Yes. Yeah, Paulie.
Do you think there's a sports radio show in England where they just bag on the NFL? Like, why do they stand there meeting for minutes at a time and then there's a play for 4 seconds? Why do they even do the kickoffs because they're never returned? I wonder if sports radio does that in Europe with the NFL, because the NFL is way more confusing than soccer.
Yes, it is for somebody who doesn't grow up with this sport. But the fact that England wants the NFL, I don't know if they would be critical.
Do they want it or are they being forced upon?
Force-fed.
Mexico wants it. That's for sure. That was a great showing. Saudi Arabia, here is the goal against Argentina.
Mire la que hizo el Nawazari.
I hate when the announcer does that.
That was a big one, though.
I hate it. How about you let the person who scored be the star, not you trying to be bigger than the person who just scored the goal? There's nothing wrong with some Nats sound there, but then that's your way of let me be in the moment.
It's kind of a Gus Johnson-ish type thing. If you look at it, like we have announcers here that kind of go big, you know. And
But they don't. See, Gus gets caught up in the moment, but I don't. It's not like he gets somebody for three. You know, no, not good. I know there's only a couple of goals. I know that. But it drives me crazy. Just let the person who scored the goal be the story, not you. Yes.
I forget who the American announcer is, but he does a lot of games, and he goes the exact opposite, where he'll be like, Pulisic, and go!
Good.
And that's all he said. And have Pulisic over to win. Go!
I like that.
That's it.
I like.
But it's there's part of like the fan reaction, because like a goals can be so huge in the moment that people are going absolutely ballistic, say like all over the world, right? And to have a subdued reaction to that on the broadcast might be a little weird.
No, you could still have a great emphasis and exclamation point with a goal, but then you drag it out. Then it becomes about you and, oh, how long can he hold his breath and say goal? You're stealing the moment there. I don't like it at all. Yes, yes, Tom.
If Jim Nantz or Joe Buck said, you know, hand off to Barkley, touchdown!
Don't do that again.
That would be weird.
Don't do that again.
I would find that weird. Whether NFL teams score 37 or 10, it would be slightly obnoxious to me. That's my analogy to an NFL call of a goal.
I know.
I think I enjoyed it more when we missed the World Cup 4 years ago and Fritzy couldn't make any comments about it. Even though it was bad for America, it was probably good for me.
And the match is over. Well, I was just going to kick it. What do you mean it's over?
Yes, Paul.
To what we were comparing the upset, Saudi Arabia taking down Argentina, Lionel Messi. I think they're third in the world in the FIFA rankings. Mm. That would be right now like Michigan football. They're third in the country in the power rankings, getting taken down by University of Houston. And historically, people are saying it'd be like University of Michigan, App State years ago. That level of upset where you couldn't picture it at all.
Yes, Marv.
This is a question for the soccer guys in the room. Is this a time to talk Messi legacy talk? Has Argentina ever won a World Cup with Messi?
I don't think so.
Better career, Messi or Garoppolo in the playoffs?
Is Lionel Messi the Jimmy Garoppolo of Argentinian soccer?
Wow. All Jimmy does is win. Nobody ever says that about Messi, right?
Yeah.
He does is score.
He doesn't complete the process.
No.
I think one of the criticisms of Messi is that he hasn't done well with his country.
Yeah. On the big stage.
Yes.
Yes.
They just got their first trophy or like one of the big ones just this past year.
We've exceeded our 5 minutes of talking about this, Paulie.
Looks wise, Garoppolo to Cristiano Ronaldo is an easier comparison, but we don't have to go there.
Okay. Would you rather be Jimmy G or Ronaldo?
Looks wise.
Right now.
Garoppolo seems a little more man's manish, flannel shirtish. He's a pretty boy, but he doesn't seem like a glazed donut when he walks around.
All right. Let's come up with a poll question here
today.
Nobody
covers it like we do.
Nobody. Nobody.
Sports Emmy.
Yeah.
Glazed donut.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, number 7, glazed donut. Donut.
No! No!
Let me see how long I can hold my breath and I can say go.
Oh, Digger just made an appearance.
Oh, Digger felt. Yeah.
You want to go with a poll question here, Dan?
Yeah. Let's do that.
Paul threw this one out earlier because we've been talking about it kind of all morning. Most awkward, good or bad, quarterback situations.
Okay.
49ers. That's an awkward quarterback situation right there.
But in a good way.
Is it?
Well, yeah. Right now, it's going to get really awkward at the end of the year. Mm. Then it'll get interesting. Do you think the Niners would ever go, you know what, on second thought, we made a mistake? Do you think the Jets would ever say that? Hey, you know, on second thought, you know, he's not our quarterback.
Is that an awkward situation with the Jets, or is that just
it
guy
feels
not working
like
out?
Potentially? Yeah, I would say it's awkward because they passed over a couple of quarterbacks there, and you know, and they're still in the playoff picture. It just feels like Joe Flacco warming up. Come on in for Zach Wilson.
Well, that's kind of then like the, well, not really like the Titans, but the Titans have a little bit of an awkward quarterback situation. They got a guy on the way out that they're playing them into the playoffs again, but you just took this other dude who's supposed to be real good.
Yeah, that doesn't feel as awkward because we've seen Malik Willis and he's not ready. And Tannehill coming off a very good game. You forget about him. And then all of a sudden you see a game where you go, oh, all right, making some good plays there. But it feels like as Derrick Henry goes, then Ryan Tannehill goes, not the other way around. Yeah, Paul.
With Tannehill, you know, if he had played poorly this year, there was a way out of his contract after the season. Hmm. But going next year, they will owe him $38 million to play quarterback for that team, and about the same the next 2 years. So they would have to make a decision, and he's playing well and they're winning. That's a tough one. Trey Lance is under contract. They have him locked up for two more seasons at a pretty low rate. He'll make about $8 million. That's including his signing bonus all spread out. It's a typical rookie contract. But they can only get out of Trey Lance if they traded him for the next 2 years.
Mm.
Or they could just put him on the bench like Jordan Love and say, enjoy the view.
Yeah, because that's not awkward yet. We thought it was good. It was awkward on draft night with the Packers a couple of years ago. Yes, he.
But isn't the awkward part of the Trey Lance situation not what they owe him monetarily, but what they gave up for him?
Yeah.
Gave up to get him?
Yes.
Right? Like, the Dolphins have used those picks to transform their entire franchise, and meanwhile, the 49ers are still with the guy they were trying to get rid of.
But if you win a title, then it feels like all's forgiven. But if you win a Super Bowl with Jimmy G and you've given up all of this, I mean, imagine if they just said, we're going to keep Jimmy G and we're going to, you know, have one of the top five picks and we're going to get somebody else or somebody who's going to contribute a different way. It felt like it was all there. They just they saw a ceiling with Jimmy G. And you know, it's Mac Jones probably has, you know, a ceiling that's not very high. And maybe that's what they saw. Like, okay, you know, this guy, we know that he's going to be, we'll take care of everything. You just go out there and listen to us and we'll make you better. Yeah, Paulie.
Jimmy Garoppolo is an unrestricted free agent at the end of the season completely. He has a no trade clause.
Yeah.
So they couldn't even, you know, trade him now if somehow he lost four in a row. And a no tag clause for 2023, which I'd like to know about. I don't know if they could franchise tag him. A no-tag clause either means you can't or they have to, like, pay an extra.
I didn't think that – I thought that they said to him that we can't trade you and that we can't tag you.
Yeah, that's what I've got
if
here.
If he was coming back to play for them.
I have his contract that he completely controls his future at the end.
His own destiny.
Yep.
Yeah. Dang, no trade, no tag?
No tag.
Mm. Heck yeah.
Mm-hmm. Damon in Montana. Hey, Damon.
Gent, a 5'10", 200 pounds, poor man, Barry Sanders. Hey, so one guy that's missing in this whole Zach Wilson debacle is Mike LaFleur. He's the offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
If you look at a Navy SEAL, the guy goes through the buds process, he gets selected, then they train him. Okay, Sala and Joe Douglas said that Wilson's got it. They're going to look at Mike LaFleur and say, why is our investment not panning out? So everyone's blaming Wilson, he's the easy scapegoat, but look at Mike LaFleur. Thanks.
All right. And I was told by a source that he is a really bright offensive-minded guy, Matt LaFleur's brother, but you just don't see it. There's something missing there with Zach Wilson, that offense. But you have to have a must-lie situation, and you must take blame, ownership, responsibility. That you didn't play well, that's okay. I mean, hey, you're competitive and you're angry, and you still have to read the room. You got to go in there and see those guys. Yes, Don.
And where's the line between bad play calling and bad quarterback play? The quarterback could make an offensive coordinator look terrible or great, so there's some kind of gray area in the middle that he could be calling the right plays and Wilson just can't get it done.
Dan in Ohio joins us. Hi, Dan. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. 5'8", a stocky 275.
All right.
A shout out from Wapakoneta to Dayton Zone.
Okay.
And I'm happy to be on the show. I wanted to make a comment about how announcers put their stamp on things. You know, we go back to down goes Frazier. Do you believe in miracles? Those were spontaneous. But the thing that I hate are when announcers in big moments have already pre-planned what they're going to say.
Mm-hmm.
When they know that big moment has come up.
Okay. Any?
I wanted your comment on that because you know, in all the years that you've been on the air, you could sense when something was written out beforehand.
Yes, but look, every announcer has their own approach, and I was not good at play by play, but I know what good play by play sounds like. You know, Al Michaels gave a call. Because I think in the moment he was surprised. Like, do you believe in miracles? Almost as if he's thinking that. Can't believe what he just saw. you know, Jack Buck, I don't believe what I just saw. I mean, when you factor in Al Michaels was doing the second hockey game of his career, and it's that one. But when you see those moments and you capture the moment in real time, that's when they're magical. You know, when Vin would, you know, the ball gets behind Buckner because it's a routine ground ball. And then it's not a routine ground ball. And then you get an honest reaction of somebody calling a game. And that's what, you know, we're attracted to that. And you know, the sports is littered with great calls, people in the moment who, you know, I would stare. I did a play-by-play game with the Miami Heat for ESPN Radio, and I started watching the game. And I got it, my stat guy, John Martin, he's like nudging me, like, you got to call the game. And I'm just watching. And he's going, that's not good on radio.
Just letting it breathe.
I let it breathe for a couple of minutes there.
Third and 10 Dolphins.
Yeah. First down.
You know what? Some people may like it.
Yeah. Yes, Marv.
When a team wins or pulls off an upset or win a big game, do you think the play-by-play guy already has like their what they're going to say, like their quote? Like when the Rams won, the gateway to the West is now the gateway to the best. I remember that vividly, and I was like, that guy definitely wrote that down the night before. Like, all right, this is going to sound the gateway to the West is gateway to the best. Yes. Yeah, okay. Oh, perfect.
That one didn't sound as off the cuff, ad-libbed.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember talking to an announcer who was covering the Mark McGwire home run chase, and he was working on what he was going to say. And McGwire hit a home run so quickly that nobody had a chance to really say anything that was scripted. I go back to when Hank Aaron broke Babe Ruth's record. You know, move over, Babe, you got company. You know, there's a new all-time home run king, and his name is Hank Aaron. You know, in the moment, it captured it, and I loved it. But I love when the announcers just let it breathe. Let us just watch it. You know, you don't have to describe anything. And I'm always very appreciative of that. But it takes an egoless person because we can't shut up. You know? And that's why when you listen to old broadcasts and you'll hear there's a lot of, you know, quiet. I won't say silence, but there's just natural sound. Now it feels like, oh, yeah, you got to have three people in the booth and then somebody on the side. Everybody's talking. And it gets cluttered sometimes. But when you hear an old broadcast, you're like, oh, wow, that's the way they used to do it.
And they don't have the voices like that anymore.
No, they don't. Nobody can stop Bob Cousy. He's unbelievable. He can play with his left hand tied behind his back.
Fertilizer. Yeah. That's fertilizer. Dan, thank you. I love when we would have like some more like of the older broadcasters call in because they all kind of have that voice and they keep it on the whole time. Dan, thank you for having me. It is a pleasure to be on your show.
Take a break. Play of the day up next. Did you know that over the holidays, property crimes like burglaries and package thefts spike nationally? That's why our friends at Simply Safe Home Security are offering 50% off their award-winning security system. So you can feel more secure, more safe this holiday season. Order your Simply Safe system for half off today and enjoy advanced security and greater peace of mind this holiday season. Simply Safe was named Best Home Security System of 2021 by U.S. News & World Report. That's third year in a row. They have an emergency 24/7 professional monitoring agents that use Fast Protect technology that captures critical evidence and that verifies the threat. Then you get priority police response. 24/7 professional monitoring costing you just under $1 a day, less than half the price of ADT's traditional professionally installed system. Don't miss out on your chance. Biggest savings of the year, 50% off just because you listen to this show. SimplySafeDan.com. There's no safe like SimplySafe. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Beyer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. You'll see the Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Oh, my God.
The play, the play of the day.
Check this out.
Here's a boot roll first by Garoppolo left. Wide open is George Kittle down the left sideline. Kittle will break a tackle. Take it all the way to the end zone. Touchdown! San Francisco! How did George Kittle score there?
That's courtesy of KNBR, the Niners radio network. Kittle has 24 touchdowns for his career. That's third all-time among Niner tight ends. Vernon Davis had 55, Brent Jones 33. Those are the only ones to have more. That's your play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by Panini, the hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats. The only place to collect them all, Panini trading cards, the official trading cards of the DP show. Instant classics, autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more. Start or continue your collection now, PaniniAmerica.net. If the Jets happen to go to their backup quarterback, right now I'm looking at the depth chart. Mike White is the backup quarterback, and then it's Joe Flacco. I thought that they would go with Joe Flacco there, but just according to the depth chart there, it would be Mike White if they go for Zach Wilson being demoted. Yes, Paul.
Remember when Mike White came out of nowhere? Was that last season? Had that monster game?
Yes.
And then everyone fell in love with him. He had like four touchdowns in a game or something like that. And yeah, he had a game where he had three touchdowns.
I think people at the time thought, oh, maybe we made a mistake. Maybe Mike White is our quarterback.
He took down the Bengals. He had like 37 for 45, 405 yards, and three touchdowns. But then 2 weeks later, he had four picks and no touchdowns, and it was over, Johnny.
Yeah. I have a stat that was sent to me by Todd. And do you want to do the stat, Todd?
I could.
Okay. By the way, Todd has a SportsCenter tease as well. But we're not doing that right now.
No,
you got to build up to that.
So I saw something on social media that suggested if the Broncos had scored exactly 18 points in every game in regulation, they would be 9-1 right now, just 18 points. And I wasn't sure if that was accurate, so I reached out to our good friends and John Tuvey, and he says, yes, that's accurate. The key is the in-regulation part, because they gave up 19 to the Chargers in Week 6 with a field goal in overtime, 22 to the Raiders in Week 11 because of a touchdown in overtime that just happened this past week. But 18 points a game, they would be undefeated minus one.
I think we're pretty much done with Broncos talk this season. Yeah.
And alas, they're 3-7 tied for last with the Raiders.
Yeah. Yeah, Seton.
I did put them on the poll question, though. I only went with four teams, just because we can only really do four, of most awkward good or bad quarterback situations. I had 49ers, Broncos, Cardinals, Saints.
Okay.
So we'll just do a little bit more Broncos talk because it is awkward.
Okay.
It's awkward in the fact that it's not going to change anytime soon. Russell Wilson doesn't appear benchable.
Right.
He's not that bad. They're also just starting his contract. I mean, they're locked into him for five years.
Yeah.
So, I mean, my guess is, he's the kind of guy who's going to right the ship. But if somehow he just cools off in the back half of his career, they're locked.
I thought the Broncos had everything but a quarterback. And that's why, there was a lot of talk that maybe Aaron Rodgers was going to go there. And it felt like, okay, they got their quarterback. Doesn't feel like they have anything right now, including a head coach. Mark Sanchez on loan from Fox Sports on the Jets situation coming up. One more item as we close out hour one, Panini America. They have one-of-a-kind digital cards, the NFT marketplace at PaniniAmerica.net/blockchain. The official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. The official trading cards of the NFL, the NBA, FIFA. And now, for a limited time, UFC NFTs giving select holders a chance at an ultra-exclusive VIP experience in Las Vegas. Rip packs today. Try and find the ultimate fan card. Plus, all the top UFC fighters. Share your cards in the public gallery. Complete challenges. You can earn exclusive award cards and build a wish list for the items you love. Panini, giving collectors the opportunity to pull autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts from every base pack. That's PaniniAmerica.net/blockchain. The official trading cards of the NFL, the NBA, FIFA, and now for a limited time, UFC. Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What makes a Mercedes-Benz EV different? Electric is what gets you there, but Mercedes is what moves you, like no other automaker can. The vehicle, all electric, the feeling, all Mercedes. The choice is all yours. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQ.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.